Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you guide through self-doubt to self-confidence. Today, I've got a very special guest and actually a welcome back to a special guest. So welcome to my good friend, JB. Hey, Jay.
How are you? You all right?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Loving life. Loving being in the moment and yeah, just excelling going forward.
Awesome. And that's what we've got you here for as well. And always love catching up with you as one of my close mates as well. So I'm really looking forward to the value you're going to give today. So just a quick introduction on JB before we get started into his story and what's been going on. So JB is one of my good mates. We met in the personal growth world. So JB's now living a life where he's financially free years and years before any kind of retirement age. And he's living life on his own terms, going around the country, trying new challenges, meeting new people, and he's really encouraging and inspiring others to do the same. And we've both been part of an initiative that's really helping people with that. So with that said, JB, you've obviously been on this podcast before where you shared some of your challenges around early addiction in life when you had and you overcame that through some trauma. So we appreciate that. And just a quick recap, John sort of had some challenges with drugs in his life, and he actually overcame that, and he was able to create a lot of healthy habits. And that was our previous episode. If this is the first time you've met JB, obviously I said John there, but you go by JB nowadays as your new identity. So JB, tell us a little bit about your last year in particular and a little bit about your story.
Right. Yeah. Right. Cool. Right. Well, I'd just like to start that I've actually, with my addiction, I had a troublesome addiction for many, many years. I was 4 years clean on September the 15th. So it shows that no matter what you sort of like perceive as looking at bad in the past, I see it as absolutely fantastic, because the point I've brought myself now to where I'm completely free, not just free of outer world and things that go on, completely free of the mind. Which I'll take you into over time. I have an exciting year. When was it? 14 weeks ago. So let's start a bit further back. I was around a year ago. I said to myself, I'm going to live in my van one day. And at this point, I was in debt. I was trying to build a gardening stroke handyman sort of business. Didn't really enjoy it. I was like, one day I'm sat here. I'm actually welcome to my home. I'm sat here and I'm like, one day I'm going to live into my van. And then, I'm going to move into my van. I'm going to live in it. I'm going to travel. So because I had the belief from the heart, not from the thinking center, from the feeling center, I said, come on, universe, make it happen. And it did. And 14 weeks ago, maybe 15 weeks on Tuesday, I took the plunge. I moved out of my house. I sold everything I had. And I decided to move into my van and travel. And over these past 14 weeks, I've had the time of my life. I've created financial freedom for myself, which is something inspiring for me to say, because I've, since I turned 17 and they would actually give me a loan, I got loans and I didn't pay them back, and I got more loans and didn't pay them back. And then I managed to blag my way through life in debt. So I mastered a debt. I was in 90 grand debt at one point through drugs, through addiction. And then I pulled myself out of it, and now I can say to myself, I'm financially free to do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want, as much as I want. And I'm sure it's something that we all look to. So this past year has been probably the biggest life-changing experience, because I'm not living on memory anymore. I'm not living on the heartache and the stuff that happens, because that's what causes you to stop and it stops the growth. I live on future memories. I say to what next universe, and I say what you're going to bring to me and what's going to happen. And so far it seems to work. And yeah, absolutely adore life. And it's taken a lot for me to say that. And I mean, I just live on the emotion of joy every second of the day.
Love it. Love that share. And obviously freedom being a a key word there that you say you experience both emotionally and financially. I believe from kind of looking in the future, your future memories, but actually living in the present, as you kind of you talk about a lot. So what would you say has changed your relationship with yourself?
Falling in love with this vessel that my soul has chosen. Because I used to have big fears of, I've got like a big scar on my head from when I got hit by a lorry when I was 4.
Yeah.
I used to be fearful of that little tuft that I've got in front, and I've been bald since I was 17. I used to be fearful and hate my nose, and I used to hate myself because from my accident, I never used to be able to cross my legs and I never used to be able to do this. But then when I broke free of the emotion of caring what other people think, then I broke free of myself and I broke free of my mind. So the best thing has been to be so like create something new for myself every day and just be. I don't look and I don't try and plan anymore because I try and be in this moment at all times. And with that, when you can be truly in this moment and you can remove all past thoughts, past fears, past things that keep you held back, because if you tell yourself you're going to do something and then the fear sinks in because your body and your mind looks for the easiest path of resistance, then with that, you will talk yourself out of doing that thing that might be hard. But when you remove that emotion of the fear, and you actually say to yourself, well, in this present moment, I can do whatever I want by feeling, because it's not by action, a lot of it's by feeling, then the future opens up for you, and it opens up to being able to do whatever you want, and it's to be able to do the... For instance, this evening, I have got my first ever talk at a public event where I'm talking about a bit of the stuff that I'm talking about now. I had a massive fear of public speaking because of my nose, this little tuft, you mean other things that I see wrong with my body. But then it's like, well, I realized that I don't need to be fit because that's the memory that I've been taught in the past. Mm. So rather than being the memory of the past, I can say, right, well, who do I need to be the person that can stand up in front of the audience and give an amazing talk? I've become that person. And then later on, I will prove to myself and to this vessel that you are good enough. So this is what I've sort of trained myself to be, just in this present moment, and to have, to not let the past make your future, really. So I think that was the answer.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And I think I always emphasize this point, and it's kind of what you were saying, is that there's no human being who has like zero fears. Like, fear is a natural thing that we all experience, but it's whether we're defined by fear, and fear holds us back from going forward. And it sounds like your attitude is certainly, right, I can see the fear, but I'm not going to opt into it. I'm going to opt into how I want to feel and where I want to go, rather than this potential blocker. Would that sound accurate?
100%. It's changing something. Fear is like, oh, fear, it's a low emotion. But if you can turn around and use fear as a superpower and use it as a strength, then you can still have that fear. But fear can be a very, very good thing to have. I mean, from when I had a fear of heights, so I decided to jump out of a plane. It's, you've got to face the fear and use it as something that will never go away. But it just depends if you want it controlling you or if you want to control it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's many, many different things different fears that can pop up, because sometimes we want some, most of us, like, you know, hopefully most of us want something and have ambitions in life, and we have these targets. And often I found in my like earlier 20s, maybe mid 20s, obviously being 30 now, but you want something, you know what you want, but as soon as fear sort of shows up, it kind of used to pull me back a little bit. And that can be in the form of the fear of rejection from someone else, like, you know, asking for a job promotion or asking the opposite sex, or, well, maybe same sex, depending what your you're into, kind of, or asking the person you're attracted to, you know, out on a date, or asking that person a potential difficult situation in the workplace. You know what you want or where you want to get to, but then like that fear comes in, and that's actually what can hold you back. And I think what I wanted to particularly cover today was the money mindset, but obviously the emotions completely linked to it. And I think for a lot of people, one big fear that comes up is, oh, right, I want to do this. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And that creates that fear within us.
Yeah.
But actually, my belief is the best investment you can ever make is in yourself, because that makes you a better person. That makes you a better person for other people. And actually, I see it now is, if I'm not investing in myself, I'm being selfish, because I'm not being the best value I can be for other people. So kind of, JB, I know you've had a couple of situations in your life when actually your finances were not at their best. You know, I think you've openly shared this, and actually the mindset sort of came in like, oh my God, that might be a bit of a challenge, but actually you've invested in yourself. So, and it's paid off for you. So I just wondered what your thoughts are in people investing in themselves.
Yeah, well, I'd say do it 100%, because what you look at is the fear and lack, and that's what people will look. They'll see that. Say you've got £1,000 in your account and or $1,000, and you've been given this opportunity to put say $400 or $500 stroke pounds into something that will help you become better. You will then see the fear and lack of, I need that money for something else. I need it for something else. I need it for something else. Because so then your monkey mind, your mind will basically keep you safe, keep it in the bank account. And then all it's going to sit there. And then all you do is argue yourself and tell yourself you maybe should have done it. So you're letting the ego win. But I used to have, something called, I called it chasing the zero. So I was only ever happy when I had no money, because then I had the chase to buy some more. So my emotion was fear and lack of money, because I never liked it. I saw it as a bad thing. I believed that I wasn't good enough to have it. So I was invited to do a course by, am I right to say?
Yeah. That's fine.
It was the EMF course by Peter Sage. And, I didn't have the money, or I told myself that. But then I broke it down. I was like, I always speak to myself like this. I said, well, what if I did have the money? And then I was offered to basically do it in a part payment. So I had everything. I got everything I had. And I put the first part payment into it. And then once I joined this course, because I'd seen the abundance of what I had instead of seeing a fear of lack of what I've not got. Because if you feel like once you've given it away, then you're feeling like you've not got it, then you're not deserving any more. But if you say, right, I'm going to put 500 into something that is going to help me become a better version of myself, then you are seeking abundance. And then you have the chance of that £500 coming back in a way you would never think of, but twice as much. So when I started to invest myself properly, when I went into this course and I did it, my emotion changed around it, because I didn't have the fear and lack and the emotion of chasing the zero anymore. I said to myself, right, well, that £100, I'm going to be emotionally sound around £100, even if it's got another 7 zeros on it. So that means I feel abundant. If I find a penny on the floor, I feel abundant. If I've got 50 quid or 500 quid in the bank, I feel abundant, because then you are not saying that you are not good enough to have more. So when you actually decide to take that amount of money, that emotion, into something and better yourself for it, then all you're going to do is raise your emotion and attract more of it. So rather than saying, I have this money, but I don't want to, that means you're saying that you're fear and lack and you're not good enough to do it. So then you stop yourself going into it and stop putting into it. But so he's changed it, saying, well, if I put this, then what if I can generate more? And I was in debt from 17 years old. And as I said earlier, and now financial freedom has come, not because I've been given anything. I've pulled away from everything so I could do it myself. So I could personally basically train myself through courses and stuff that I've done to create a better version. And now I'm physically abundant. I'm physically abundant. Even if I had 5p in my pocket now and I had nothing, I have abundance because I have that 5p is more than somebody else might not have. So, because if you constantly focus on fear and lack as well, and you don't want to invest in yourself, then really, because you're not showing abundance and gratitude for what you already have, then why would you why would you deserve any more? So if you're going to hold that £1,000 and not basically process and put it into yourself to become a better person, you will always only ever have £1,000.
Absolutely. And the kind of what I was picking up from you there was like the quality of your questions. Like you started asking yourself, how can you afford? You started asking yourself those abundance questions like, what do I have? And then how can I invest in myself more? And one kind of like point I would make, obviously, at the end of the day, it's down to all of us to make our own decisions and things like that. But obviously, if something, an opportunity comes up and it's genuinely not, there's going to be three ways I see it. And you may or may not agree. But the first one is like an opportunity comes up for someone and they're like, no, doesn't interest me. Absolutely fine, you know.
Yeah.
It's not for you. If it's not aligned to you, fine. You know, there's going to be plenty of those. I get contacted by enough of them on social media every day. And then the second one is I want it. It feels aligned, but it is actually impossible for me to afford right now. And that's understandable. And I'd like to emphasize, I understand, you know, there are some things like I'd love to be a Tony Robbins platinum partner right now, but you know, you're probably looking at about $250,000 for all of it all in together and stuff like that. Of which obviously I'm not there yet, but I will be. And I ask myself, how am I going to get there through a plan?
Yeah.
So then the question is, if we can't afford it, it's like, how do I afford it rather than, oh, well, can't afford it. Because otherwise, like you said, we'll only ever have that $1,000 if we have that £1,000 or £1,000. And then the third one is, okay, I really want it, but I'm a little bit fearful and I can probably afford it, but it's uncomfortable. And then my question is to people, is it worth being a little bit uncomfortable in order to improve the quality of life for you, not only you, but for other people? And that's the way I see it, because that development in yourself, you're going to be able to give to more people. Now, that kind of leads me on to my next question, really, for you that I had. Is that a lot of us don't like being uncomfortable because we want certainty. We want to have that certain amount of money. But in my view, and I know you certainly live by this, living and leading your life with certainty and security does not necessarily, there you go, he's yawning, does not give you a good quality of life. So what would you, with someone who lives on a lot of uncertainty, but with a high quality of life, investing in themselves and it's all paid back, what advice would you give to someone who's perhaps struggling in that? And if you're listening to this, you're probably very growth minded because you're listening to this, you're listening to the self-improvement podcast. But what advice would you give to someone who really wants, who's really stuck in that level of certainty and they just need certainty to live their life?
Yeah. First, I love the way that you, the three levels of it that you put, that is amazing, because when I, completely away from money for a second, when I moved into my van, when I sat in my van and I said, one day I'm going to live in my van, that version of me couldn't live in the van. I had to become a greater version of myself to live in the van. So that's about asking yourself the right questions. But the way that I see certainty and uncertainty, become certain about being uncertain. When you can basically start to thrive with being on the uncomfortable zone, then that is when you start to basically create new neural pathways about how you can believe, about how you can be. And you create a better version of yourself because you're not living by yesterday's memory. I mean, because I'm going to go up to Scotland for the whole of winter. People say, where are you going for winter? Scotland. I'm going to go and get my tent or get a sleeping bag and just going to go and camp in the hills when it's -15 and wind chill and everything. To me, that is uncomfortable and that is uncertain, but that's what I need to look for, because I know that when you're uncertain, but a lot of people say that I'm feeling down, I'm feeling bad, I'm not good. No, that is being uncertain. And when you can actually say to yourself that, right, well, I'm learning something here then. Instead of seeing it as something bad, it's either good or you're learning. So the more you are learning, that means the more you can stay in your uncomfortable stage. But when you are always happy and then you go into the uncertainty and you think it's feeling down, I mean, because I recently I've been to a festival and I took in a lot of energy from the festival, a lot of bad energy from the festival. And for 3 or 4 days, I was questioning my life. I was questioning everything. But rather than saying, oh, right, no, something's bad, I feel down, I was like, I feel joyful because I feel so bad. So when you can say, right, well, I feel joyful for being bad, then that means you can be like, right, well, there is nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with you because all you're doing is growing. And then in 4 days' time, you're like, whoa, whatever happened? But if you see that, if you see when you've had the bad times, then you see to yourself, right, well, 4 days ago, I was that version of myself. And then now I'm a greater version of myself. And you can be like, right, well, that uncertain time was actually quite nice because I've grown. Then you will open the universe to say, right, well, I'm more ready to be uncertain. And that's when growth, personal growth, growth around everybody else, you will start to see differently, feel differently. And that's when the magic happens. And that's the superpower, is being certain about being uncertain.
Yeah, love that. Be certain about being uncertain and being certain within yourself and your own decisions. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, love that. So you sort of touched on it a little bit, actually, with the festival and the energy. How, you know, for sort of like feeling that sort of like financial freedom mindset and sort of your general personal growth, how important would you say it is to surround yourself with certain types of people?
Absolutely amazing. Because if you find yourself that, I used to be attracted to people who used to just basically take energy and stuff. And then you think that something's wrong with you because you feel bad and they're feeling great when you've done, sort of thing. But when you start to sort of like attract yourself, sorry, you start to be around people that you're taking, I wouldn't say taking energy from, but you feel level with, then that's when the real growth starts as well. Because then when you can be 100% happy and 100% in love with yourself, then when the people who, because it's hard to break down the what you get used to in life, your habits and stuff. Mine was a habit of attracting the wrong sort of people into my life. I had many relationships over the years. I've had this and that people. They're always the egregores or the bad things in my life, but they've helped me grow. So when you start to attract the right people sort of like into your life, with able to grow with you, it's like now with yourself, yeah. If I was a version of myself 2 years ago, I never would have met you, Johnny, because I need to be that. So, and then I never would have met the other people that we know. And then in the festival season that I've been going through, I've been to 5 festivals in the last 3 months, party on. But I've started working at these festivals and I'm helping people go into the cold water. So with me doing the Wim Hof breathing and helping people to basically be still in cold water, they're people that I'm now attracted to because they see me, they bring me good energy because they want me to help them. But if you've got somebody that comes up to you, complain, that's better. And then they walk off and leave you with all their energy and all their sort of like demons, then you're just sinking down and down, then you don't feel good enough. So I don't know where I'm going with this now, but to be the best version of yourself, you need to attract the right people that are going to help you grow.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not necessarily, sometimes we surround ourselves with people and I've been fortunate that I've always been quite on top of who I'm like around, but to a degree that I've never let anyone too toxic be around me. But I have, you know, not when I was not conscious to this and wasn't necessarily in the personal growth space, have been around, you know, people who perhaps didn't have the ambitions I do now. I haven't, you know, made, you know, this, when I hadn't made like friends like yourself or kind of like the other people in personal growth, didn't have all the coaches and mentors I have now. I was perhaps around, you know, people who are lovely people, but had certain beliefs around life. Like, you know, we retire at 65 and, you know, live a standard life. And if you want to do that, that is absolutely fine, by the way. I'm not criticizing, but if you're someone who really underneath wants to increase your, you know, your entrepreneur status, run a business, really make, you know, change your life, have financial freedom like you've got, JB. And you're surrounding yourself with people who don't believe that's possible and are against that. And, you know, that's their own beliefs. And, you know, we can't change other people. And that's absolutely fine. Once again, I'll say that if you, you know, want that kind of life. But if you're surrounding yourself with people with a different set of beliefs, that's going to impact on how you feel. So, yeah, can definitely relate to what you're saying there.
Because with that, they were people who were basically, you know, have chosen that side of life, and because it's that is their level of consciousness. So if you have a higher level of consciousness and you're talking about the amazing things that you want to do, certain people will try and drag you back down to their consciousness level because they're leading to you with their limiting beliefs. So they will say, well, this could be a great idea, that could be a great idea. But then because it's not your own personal idea, you will listen to those ideas and then go back to their level of consciousness if you're not consciously aware of it.
Mm.
So when you lift yourself and you become consciously aware of it, the people who used to give those ideas won't be part of your life anymore. Because I pushed my own, I'm happy to say that I pushed my own father away because he was dragging me down so much because he had that little belief in me that if I kept my own father in my own life, I would not be the person I am today for progression. And in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months time, I'm going to be an even greater version of myself because I am willing to do whatever it takes to live by my authenticity. And you have to be authentic in yourself if you want to keep growing and doing what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for sharing that about the example you just used. So appreciate that. So it's been such a valuable discussion we've had today. So, and I really appreciate how you've shared, how you've developed this like emotional freedom, this financial freedom, and you live life from this perspective, getting excited and really, you know, you don't get attached to things like fear. You see it as it is and then, you know, move on. So really, really value that. But are there any kind of like final words or any other points you'd like to share today, JB? as you sort out Maisie, your dog, how is Maisie?
13-year-old Staffie. She's traveling with me. Great retirement. But yeah, I'm just going to share, be authentic and be true to yourself, because that is when the magic happens and that is when you know that you are on the right path. I've listened to so many people, and recently I've actually nearly been dragged back into my own self when I was down, but I knew that was growth. I knew that was. So authenticity of being the true person that you want to be, get out of the job you're not unhappy with, get out of the relationship you're not happy with. Don't do something just to keep somebody else happy. You mean? Be true and authentic in yourself and do what you want. Not people say selfish. No, it's not. Because if you're not living your true, authentic self, then you're being selfish to yourself by thinking that you need to do something because somebody else wants to. No, I won't put the hand sign I was going to put up then. But it's like, no, you don't have to. So, and that's when magic starts up. I mean, I've been enclosed. I've been trapped for massive, massive parts of my life. And then now I'm actually going to be writing a book called 39 Years Till Birth, because that was, I'm 42 now, and it was 4 years ago when I quit cocaine. And I'm going to be basically writing a book from that point. I'm going to be writing about my future, and it's authenticity that I'm going to be taking my future from that's going to help me prevail into the amazing things I wanted to do in life, because I want to, not because somebody else wants me to do something else, because it's me, and I'm here to help others. So, and yeah, just through me being authentic. So yeah, that's it really.
Yeah, I loved like you ended on the authenticity, because just recently shared a message about really going with your gut and what you're trying to tell yourself, but we often ignore it. And I think that's because we're conditioned so much for different things. And even like if you're in the personal growth space, sometimes there's so many ways to grow your business, or kind of you're meant to be doing it this way, you're meant to in personal growth, you're meant to journal for half an hour a day, you're meant to meditate for half an hour a day. And we hear all these, you know, people are doing really well in life. But I was saying, at the end of the day, you can take tools, take information, there's some great people. And it's always good to learn from like experts in certain areas, but at the end of the day, it's about believing in who you are and actually listening. You are your best coach by far, and listening to what you have to say. So I love what you said about authenticity there at the end, being true to yourself. So thanks for that.
Just one little thing. I bought a diary in September. I tried to write and I tried to plan my life, but then that doesn't work for me because I live in the moment. I'm here at the present time. And when you realize there is no day, there is no time, then you don't need a diary to plan your life because everything happens in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah, totally relate. I've been there when I've overplanned, and then actually what I wanted to do is run around like a child outside. So just like, go for it, Johnny. Yeah, we'll have to do that next time you're here, JB. We'll be running around like nutters.
100%. Brilliant. Cool. I'm going to film for the next podcast.
Yeah. Awesome. So, really appreciate you being here today, JB. So, for individuals who want to find you, where can they find you?
Right, so I'm in the process of setting up a YouTube channel. I have a production company involved, and it's only going to be professional for the next 10 years. I'm going to be recording all my actions about what I'm doing, and it will be on YouTube. So I've got JB's Extreme Adventures. JB spelled J-A-Y-B-E-S, but I'm sure Johnny will put it on the thing after. JB's Extreme Adventures on YouTube. I've also got a Facebook page with the same and Instagram. So yeah, look forward to hearing from you, senior, on there. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, we'll share that in the description as well, on both the YouTube video and the podcast episode here, so people can find you easily and just find those links. So awesome! So thank you so much for being with us again, JB, and I look forward to speaking to you soon as well.
Thank you, Johnny. One love, brother.
Awesome, and don't forget to take control of your self-esteem and confidence, and I will see you in the next episode.